Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I am Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this is our favorite things behind the curtain, Broadway's Living Legends. On this, we're going to tell you some of our favorite things, which are a little bit more obscure. It can be anything. It could be a CD. It could be a YouTube clip. It could be a book. It could be whatever. We just want to introduce our musical theater aficionados to something new. And if you're a musical theater aficionado, you might have seen these things before, and it'd be a great time to revisit them. So Kevin has not told me what he has picked for this week, nor have I told Kevin what I'm going to pick for this week. So I'm going to let Kevin go first. I'm going to see if I can guess what Kevin has picked as his favorite thing.
I like this game. All right. So my show is a recording and a show, and it is a recording of that show with the original cast, except this was not on Broadway. This is off Broadway.
Oh.
In the last 20 years. Is 1997 off Broadway. I want to say Playwrights Horizons did it. I want to say that there is no orchestra for this show.
There's no orchestra?
There is no orchestra for this show. In fact, the orchestra is made up of all the vocalists on stage. In the era, in a time of Pitch Perfect and Glee and stuff like that, this is a true, dare I say, a cappella musical.
Is this, hold on,
Avenue
A, boys? Is that, am I right or no?
Avenue X.
What the hell's on Avenue A?
I don't know where that is, but.
Avenue A, boys, I think, is an adult movie that comes up on my Time Warner every once in a while, so.
On Skin Max.
I'm more familiar with that one, I think, than Avenue
X. This one actually has Cheryl Alexander of our Acid Queen.
Yeah.
We've got Chuck Cooper in it. We've got Jerry Dixon in it. The music is by a man named Ray Leslie. The lyrics by him and John Giler.
Oh my gosh.
And it is fully a cappella. And it is an immigrant story. It takes place, guess, on Avenue X, not to be confused with Q. He's waiting to go there.
Lots of avenues.
Yeah, lots of avenues out in Brooklyn. I fell in love with the score in college. The songs are very much in the style of the 50s and 60s. Individuals take turns singing the leads, but when they're not singing the leads, they're singing in the backup the whole way through.
So is there a story?
There is a story. I believe it's about an Italian and I can't remember the other side of it, but it's literally
it's
one
another
person on one side of Avenue X and the other people
Live
on the other side of Avenue X. And I believe that the ending had, they've been working on the ending when I last did some research on it, but it's a beautiful score and a fun listen. I really like listening to it. Some of the songs that I, Where Is Love is a beautiful song in it. It has a doo-wop feel to it, but deeper than that. It's smarter than that too.
So a whole evening, there's not one instrument. It's just simply their voices blending together, and that creates the music.
That's right. And they do all of the little with the vocals isms and the vocal sounds that you make, you know, to support make percussive sounds and all of that. But we don't have many musicals that are a cappella like that.
No,
and it requires, you know, strong musicians, you know, strong singers, but also people who can get out of the way and be backup as well. And so it's one of my favorites.
That's
really
cool. Were you in a production of it?
No. Never even seen a production of it. No.
I don't think
it gets done very often.
It sounds like it's tricky. It's really tricky.
Yeah. You've got to have really strong musicians to do it.
So maybe instead of doing, you know, like Forever Plaid 97 and,
exactly,
you know, Plaid Tidings and, you know, Plaid My Face or whatever the hell they're called.
Plaid Everywhere. Just give me some avenues.
You know what, guys? So you hear that, all those regional theaters out there, we're going to put Forever Plaid on hold. And we're going to do
Avenue X.
X.
Richard Rodgers winning 1992. I mean, it won awards.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if this is the first time that, Chuck Cooper has been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm wondering if this is one of his first
albums.
Yeah.
He did the Life must have been right around this.
Life was 97? Yeah.
This is 97, too. So I wonder if this
I'm
sure this
we got to get him on the podcast.
Oh, good.
I'd love to get Chuck Cooper for the podcast.
I want to hear what he has to say about Avenue
X. Maybe he'll sing for us. He doesn't need any
That's
instrumentation
right.
for it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Hit
boom,
it, Chuck. Get our beatbox out for you. Okay.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So mine...
Yes.
...is many years earlier than this.
Okay.
It's a Golden Age musical that never gets done. Never gets done, and I do not understand why, because I think it's incredibly silly and it's incredibly fun. 1947. Julie Stein, Sammy Kahn lyrics. Oh yes.
I want to say high button shoes.
And you would be right.
What?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
High button shoes.
Wow, not low button shoes.
No, high button shoes.
I love those buttons going all the way up.
Well, you know, they were very specific back in the 40s. The war was over. Buttons were back.
That's right.
You could take them all the way up to your kneecap now. Yeah. High button shoes,
wow.
Which has a marvelous Julie Stein, Sammy Kahn score.
It does,
and it's never performed. But
not
it's
even at good speed.
Not even. Well, you know what's so funny? They did it a few years
ago. Did they?
But I'm looking at my notes here because you know you have to have notes. 2007. They did it in 2007. I actually saw a concert of it in 2002 in L.A. with Jason Groh?
Oh, yeah.
I hope I said his last name right. I've never known how to say it. If anybody knows, please let me know. Please let me know. And Susan Egan.
Oh my gosh.
Was at this tiny little theater, and the audience was asleep throughout the whole thing.
Oh,
in
God
fact, what was so funny, because Jason eventually started just teasing one audience member who was asleep the whole show.
Oh.
And it was very funny. It was very funny. And I also, this is so sad, I actually knocked Susan Egan on the ground because I was running out of the theater to get my car before anybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
And I collided into a woman and it was Susan Egan.
Oh, Susan.
But I'm like, you were just on stage.
Yeah.
She was had the same idea I did. She ran off from the stage.
Get out of here.
To get her
car. She's going to wait to leave.
And I hit her.
Oh,
and I was like, well, that's a little awkward. She didn't stay for that back. So High Button Shoes, great score. It's the story of the Longstreet family.
Yeah.
And what happens when a local con man comes back into his hometown and is played brilliantly by Phil Silvers. Phil Silvers from Sergeant Bilko, but also from very funny and it's a mad world. And Rick Moranis does the best impression of Phil Silvers I've ever seen in my life. So if you find any of those old SCTV clips, look for Rick Moranis. But it's most famous for the Jerome Robbins, the Max Sennett Ballet with the bathing beauties where you see what's going on in Atlantic City with these bathing doors.
Which can... am I wrong thinking, is there a video of that ever?
There is. Well, it was in Jerome Robbins Broadway.
That's right.
And so if you watch Jerome Robbins Broadway, you'll see it. And it is really funny and it's really brilliant. But in addition to all of that, it's got an incredibly charming score. Well, first of all, Ninette Fabre is in it.
I love Ninette Fabre.
Ninette Fabre is so funny. She plays the mother of the family. She's like 25 years old when they do it, and the guy playing the father is like 47, mm-hmm. but they somehow still make it work. But if you listen to the recording, songs like I Still Get Jealous, which are so charming, and Papa Won't You Dance With Me, all really charming, all really sweet. It's just got this nice, gentle feeling about it. And I would love to see either Encores tackle mm-hmm. it or the York tackle it at some point. It's really good. The one issue is probably the book. Because
mm-hmm.
the guy who wrote the book that it's based on, I think his name was Stephen Longstreet or something uh-huh. like that. He wrote the original book. And when they brought George Abbott on, George Abbott rewrote it. And Stephen Longstreet was like, absolutely not. You know, I... He goes, I don't understand why this guy's writing it. He goes, I think my original script was good enough. And Phil Silver said to him, he goes, watch it or one night we'll play your script. So, you know, warning him that his script was actually pretty bad. I would love to see it. And I would also love to see if Nanette Fabre should be on this podcast.
Oh,
95 years old,
yeah,
and still living. You might know her from One Day at a Time. That was like the big TV show she was on.
Or Arms and the Girl.
Or you might know her because, you know, classic Broadway musical, Arms and the Girl, gets produced more than Oklahoma every year, Arms and the Girl. So it's a wonderful show, and you can buy the recording of it, but they double it. So it's High Button Shoes and the musical 17. So you're getting two for the price of one. High Button Shoes, encores, musicals, and Mufti.
Bring it.
Somebody get on it. I want to see it with Nathan Lane. Nathan Lane in the Phil Silvers role.
Yeah,
I think that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
So, Nathan, if you're not doing anything, we'll sign you up for High Button Shoes.
Yeah.
Great.
I'll button them.
I'll button them. And the economy's so good, we can get higher button shoes. That's what we'll get. I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this was Behind the Curtain, Broadway's Living Legends. And don't forget, if you got anything you want to share it with us, please go on to our Facebook page at Behind the Curtain, Broadway's Living Legends.
Or send us a tweet at Broadway Curtain.
Or send us some more high buttons for the high button shoes. Till next time, take care.
Bye-bye now.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.